Well, Phil, what a day of cricket that was. 669 runs, and after the disaster of the T20 match against Leicestershire, you've bounced back with an 11-run win.
Yeah, I think it was crucial to bounce back. I think the pitch today was probably a little bit better than the pitch last night. It didn't really do as much early on. Had the odd one, which did a little bit, but as the day got on, it did get better and a bit drier. So it was a fantastic comeback from the boys last night. We put the performance last night behind us, and we came out and gave it a very good performance today.
Your opening stand of 180 was the best partnership by any pair for Durham against Leicestershire in a one day. Your 340 runs was your third best innings as well in a one day game.
Yeah, I think once your two openers get you off to the start that we got off today, I think 330, 340 was always going to be our target. And the boys, Scotty came in at number three and he did a fantastic job. 6 yards off about 40-odd balls, I think it was. And then the boys near the end of the innings put on a nice partnership as well. So all in all, I think it was a fantastic batting performance. And be fair, I thought the bowling was really, really good as well. I think the pitch was... didn't really do too much. Maybe a little bit of pace got took out of it, but generally it was a good cricket wicket.
It's a pity that neither you or Mark went on to get your hundreds. You were out for 88, he got into the 90s, but you'd left that platform for Durham, hadn't you?
Yeah, I think that's always the plan for me and Rocky, to get off to a bit of a flyer. It didn't get off to a flyer, but we held our own. We got us to a very, very good partnership, and once we start getting in and start playing a few shots, it's one of them where you just keep going, then you could get 400.
Jamie Harrison, career best figures for you, 4 for 40. It was never really over until probably about the final two overs of the game to go, wasn't it? With I think when you and Chris Rushworth came back into the attack later on, you took three quick wickets between you.
Yeah, I mean, we went through stages where we created pressure, and then Leicester kind of got partnerships together, and there was a couple of overs where we thought we may be home and dry, and then, like you say, the batters kind of hit a few sixes, and then the pressure got put back onto us. But I think the lads as a whole nailed the skills pretty well. I mean, it's always good to go out as a bowler when you've got runs on the board, like our batters set up. So I think overall it's a great performance from all the lads.
Talk us through those last few overs. There were a couple of wides from you. I think you were rather stunned by one of them, and then there was the leg side no ball, which went for four, which gave them an extra ball. Were you just starting to get a little bit nervy then, or was it just a case of greasy hands? Or
no, I mean, I was backing myself to hit my wide yorkers, and I just missed it by a fraction. I'm pretty confident in nailing my yorkers. I've done it for the twos all this year in 2020 stuff. And when you're going for wide yorkers, there are going to be an occasion when you do miss it with my angle and going across batters. The no ball, not supposed to bowl a wide yorker, and then it was the one where it just came out wrong. But no, I think I always back myself. I'm confident in nailing my skills because I've done it successfully this year.
And from a Durham point of view, to be able to bring you and Chris back towards the death just killed the game off from a Leicestershire point of view?
Well, it's always good when we've got that many bowlers. You've got Collie and you've got Keaton, who take the pace off it and do a great job for us in the middle overs. And then you've also got Pringle and Badger, who do what they do, bowl and spin and create pressure for, like you say, for us to come back and bowl death overs when we've got the opposite team require a lot more runs than maybe closer games. So it's always good to come into the last couple of overs and a bit of runs to play with.
And Phil, finally, this mini tour of the Midlands isn't quite over yet. You're here for another couple of days. You've got a floodlit match against Derbyshire on Tuesday night in Derby.
I think it's the lads have had a pretty busy start of the season. Obviously, they've been playing the championship games in the 2020s and the one day. So tonight we might just chill out in the hotel. Tomorrow we might relax on the golf course and maybe he's on a... On Tuesday, we go and beat Derbyshire, I think.
Be good to get back up the road eventually as well, won't it? You seem to have been away for 3 weeks now.
Yeah, it does. That's just what the cricket season does to you. But it's always nice to come away and get a couple of victories. Leicester hasn't been our best place to come down and get victories. But hopefully we can go across to Derby on Tuesday and put in a big performance. But then hopefully get back for Wednesday for me benefit event.